Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Score! This hour is brought to you by Ravinia.org.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show presents another edition of Who's Your Guy?
Hello, boys.
Hello.
My guy is Latu Latu, edge rusher, UCLA.
Weaknesses.
Not that talent level.
Right.
My guy is Iowa defensive back, Cooper DeJean.
It's seemingly pronounced DeJean. Strengths.
The lightning is coming.
Better believe it. Weaknesses.
What?
I don't think that's a weakness. Only average reaction burst. Wait a minute. They just said it in the first step.
Who's your guy?
Dallas Turner. Strengths.
I'm a tender lover.
So they say.
Marvin Harrison Jr. from Ohio State.
Strengths.
I've seen Beaver in Canada a million times. They're unmistakable.
Nose tackle, Christian Boyd.
Strengths.
Scientists believe that the first human being who will live 150 years has already been born. I believe I am that human being.
Weaknesses.
I will start a fire in the bathroom.
Squatty.
Who's your guy with Bernstein and Holmes on The Score?
You know how this works. We push a button, we say your name, and we ask you a question, and then we all do our draft homework and enjoy the radio stylings of Adam Studzinski pushing buttons. And we've had a bunch of guys already, and I hope you've been keeping track, because I know it's been flying by. So let's continue, shall we? Who's Your Guy begins today on The Score on this Layla Rahimi Wednesday with Patrick. Hello, Patrick. Who's your guy?
Hello. My guy, the Yak King, Malachi Corley, wide receiver from Western Kentucky.
Malachi Corley, 207 pounds. He is out of Campbellsville in Orange City, Florida. His strengths?
Large boxing gloves for hands to bounce defenders around. Tougher defenders to escape once he has vice grips latched on.
Wait, he's got boxing gloves. How can he have vice grips if he has boxing gloves for hands?
The vice grips are inside of the boxing gloves.
Okay, well, that's pretty awesome. No wonder he's a cyborg.
Oh, I see what we're doing here. We're using the beast to feed the beast. Boasts a compact, muscular body type. Added almost 30 pounds since enrolling at Western Kentucky. Dangerous with the ball in his hands and thrived in the Hilltoppers' quick game. Accelerates to top speed quickly with crisp cutting skills. Can break tackles with quickness or force. 55 forced missed tackles over the last two seasons. Using his run strength to plow over defenders or power through tackle attempts. Runs fearless. And NFL coaches will love his competitive nature. Hands catcher and quickly puts the ball away. His weaknesses.
I am not a successful adult. I don't eat vegetables and or take care of myself.
Sounds like every man I've dated. Shorter target with an average catch radius. Wasn't consistently used as a downfield target, and his deep tracking skills downfield are unproven. Love his play urgency, but he goes too fast at times, forecasting his path early into breaks. Rats can be slowed by early contact, and he needs to do a better job avoiding it instead of trying to show how tough he is.
Layla is one of the most talented communicators I've ever worked with.
Overall, Corley needs to be more controlled in his breaks and tempo to consistently separate as a route runner, but he is dynamic with the ball in his hands. He has the speed, physicality, and contact balance ideal for a slot role that uses motions, jet sweeps, and quick screens.
Uh-oh.
His NFL comparison.
Short side crack toss.
Don't do it. Not today. Not on the Lord's Day. His NFL comparison is somewhere between Debo Samuel and Amari Rodgers, which is a wide spectrum. His greatest second or third round.
All right. And let's give his name one more time. Malachi.
Yeah, we went a little off script when we were off. Malachi Corley from Western Kentucky. He is a Hilltopper.
Okay, next up is Pat. I have a feeling where we're going here. Pat, who's your guy?
Hey, what's up, guys? My guy is Jalen Wright, running back, University of Tennessee.
Jalen Wright, 5'10", 210 pounds. Strengths.
Well, no, he puts mayonnaise in the coffee.
Okay.
And he eats the banana with the peel
on it. Muscular build with defined arms and quads gives his blockers a chance to do their jobs before using his burst to accelerate through holes. Has track speed, but his ability to cut away from pursuit angles and full speed and create missed tackles is more impressive. Most of his explosives came on the outside where he could bounce and find runways. Keeps his shoulders square and his feet underneath him for quick lateral cuts, runs with balance and run strength, willing to step up and stone linebackers in pass pro. Weaknesses.
You know, he probably wasn't able to show his full package.
Prefers to step spin out of contact and doesn't consistently drop his pads into contact or fall forward. Inside vision is inconsistent and will leave some meat on the bone. Needs to be quicker, adjusting his tempo to attack daylight as it opens. Wide base helps him balance mid-cut, but also hinders some of his lateral explosives at times. Anticipation in pass protection is still developing. Fumbled 5 times over the last 2 seasons, although only once in 2023. In summary, overall, Wright needs to develop a better feel for using tempo to maximize what is there, but his run strength, balance, and ability to cut, weave, and at top speed make him too dangerous with the ball in his hands. He projects as a scheme-versatile back, stylistically similar to Jerome Ford, who can handle work on all 3 downs. He is a 3rd-round pick. That is Jalen Wright from the University of Tennessee.
Brian, you are on the score. Brian, my question to you is, who's your guy?
My guy is Mike Hall Jr., Ohio State University, 3 technique.
Mike Hall Jr. stands 6'2 and a half, weighs 299. Strengths.
Smooth singing, big hair.
Terrific initial quickness to get vertical or cross face blockers. Times the snap well to surprise blockers. Long arms, raw power to push the pocket. Go-to attack includes a variety of arm over and swim moves, mixing in spins and euros. Rangy and alert in the run game. Ability to defeat cut blocks on the backside of zone runs. Active with his large hands to absorb contact and aggressively stack and separate. Plants his post leg to fight back through double teams. Played on the offensive line in high school and is familiar with blockers' countermeasures. NFL scout says with his talent, I bet he could have been a first-round center if he wanted to stay on offense. High motor, one of the youngest players in the draft class. Weaknesses.
Believe it or not, Jim Boylan said that he reminds him of Robert Horry.
What? Lean build for an interior lineman, will be considered undersized for several NFL schemes. A scout says, I'd like to see him shed some of the weight and be a 265-pound linebacker. inconsistent base strength can be moved off his rush path or displaced by blockers in the run game. Not the most disciplined tackler, needs to be a better finisher. Flagged three times for personal fouls, including roughing the passer penalties on the Maryland and Penn State tapes. Career production looks more like a single season. Battled several nagging injuries. In summary, Hall was more of a flash player than a consistent force. But his quick twitch movements and natural energy are the ingredients of a disruptive gap penetrator. If he stays healthy, he'll be an immediate rotation player and eventual starting three-technique tackle in a four-man front, a second to third round grade on Ohio State defensive tackle Mike Hall Jr.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Here is Jonathan on Sports Radio 670 of the Bernstein and Holmes Show. Jonathan, who's your guy?
J.J. McCarthy from the defending national champion Michigan Wolverines.
I thought that was your guy.
No, it could be your guy, but I got the page for him. I can do J.J. McCarthy. You can take the better
That's
guy.
That's why I was asking you the question while Dan was talking.
No, you could take the better guy. J.J. McCarthy, 6'2" and almost a half, 219 pounds of rock'em sock'em quarterback. Strings.
I've interviewed him once, and he's not, you know, he's not an idiot.
Above average athlete with quick feet and dashing speed. Drives through his hips with the arm strength to rip throws down the seam to the top or to the sidelines from the opposite hash. Hits the targets in stride, especially when working over the middle. Needs to show more, but there are several examples of anticipatory throws on his tape from 2023. Poised and accurate when throwing on the move. Weaknesses.
I thought he was dead.
Wasn't consistently required to get beyond his first or second read. Guilty of bird dogging where he wants to go with the throw and must develop his eye skills to manipulate coverage. His general accuracy is a strength to his game, but his ball placement will suffer at times when he rushes throws. Still developing his touch as a passer over the linebackers and in front of the safeties. There aren't many examples on tape of him adjusting protections at the line. Only 795 career dropbacks in college and played in an offense that leaned on the run game. In summary, overall, McCarthy's evaluation feels incomplete, which creates even more projection than normal. But his passing skills, pocket athleticism, and mental makeup are all ascending and create optimism for his NFL future. Although bumps along the way could be expected, he has the package of tools to become an NFL starter early in his career. Their grade on him is first or second round.
He is now being projected as the number two pick in the draft. Things have changed.
You guys definitely going top five. They have him second or third.
They have him number 21 overall.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Do the next one. Do the next one.
Sorry. That's why I was asking.
Don't worry
about it.
We play over it.
Jay, you're on the score. Who's your guy?
Hey, everybody. Hello. My guy is Caleb Williams, quarterback, USC.
Never heard of him.
He's on the cover of The Beast. So is he The Beast? If you're on the cover, are you the reigning Beast?
Ooh, I can show people.
Yes, Lawrence has printed out The Beast.
Aww. It's Caleb Williams. Hello. He's your guy.
Caleb Williams is over 6 feet.
Barely.
Yes. He's from Washington, D.C., as we know, 214 pounds. And the top line on his background is he was an only child. Come on now. His strengths.
I'm Prince.
Ah, there it is, studs. That's nice.
That was smooth.
That's nice considering what was said on Pablo Torre's podcast.
Smooth. Rare football awareness, impressive pocket mobility, and feel for negotiating the rush to evade defenders in confined spaces. Displays the unique ability to quickly set his base and find his balance from any platform. Passes come buzzing out of his ear with high RPMs. I don't know if that's physically possible. But he can also adjust his arm angles with ease. Able to create torque on his throws while flat-footed, delivers both touch and accuracy, regardless if he is making a layered or a drive throw. Uses the entire field and doesn't lean on specific zones. Comfortable delivering the ball before receivers enter their break. Eyes are always up. And stay in past first mode while scrambling, as his best receivers who know how to get open on scramble drills, his teammates call it baller mode. Didn't throw an interception on third or fourth down at USC out of 199 pass attempts. Should I continue with the strengths?
Keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Reads pressures well pre-snap and knows how to locate his hot reads. Dynamic with zone read and RPO game. Well-built athlete who runs with toughness and balance as a ball carrier. He grew up playing running back and linebacker and never lost that mentality with the ball in his hands. Averaged 10.1 yards per carry over his career and led USC in rushing touchdowns in each of the past two seasons. Emotional competitor and exhibits field general leadership qualities on tape. Highly productive career, accounting for an FBS best 120 touchdowns over the last three seasons. Only two other players reached triple digits over that span. Sam Hartman with 116 and Bo Nix with 105. Finished his career 23-10 as a starter, 18-8 at USC, 5-2 at Oklahoma. The Trojans' defense gave up at least 34 points in all eight losses.
So bad.
43 points per game allowed. The fact that that's listed in his strengths is pretty amusing. All right, those are all there in this. So his weaknesses.
His shorts today were soaked. I look at his shins, and it's just like, just poor. I mean, it looks like my window after a rainstorm. And he says it's not a problem on game day.
All right. Holds the ball loose from his body, and ball security is a major concern in the pocket and as a ball carrier. 16 of his 33 career fumbles came in 2023. Guilty of bypassing singles and doubles as he searches for home runs and asks too much of his offensive line. 240 of his dropbacks the last two seasons lasted 4+ seconds. Where have I heard that before? Can get stuck on reads too long. And eyes need to become more efficient and manipulative. Pressure will speed up his process and lead to negative results. See the 2023 Notre Dame tape. Partially responsible for being sacked 84 times over the last 3 years, including 35 times in 2023. Hastily abandons his passing mechanics, occasionally leaves clean pockets in favor of creation mode.
Where have you heard that before?
You know I read that one too, right?
Yeah.
That was a who's your guy that I read. NFL scouts say it will be important for Caleb to, quote, leave no doubt, end quote, during the interview process.
He apparently did that.
That he is all in on football. NFL scout, quote, this is, raise your eyebrow. He wants to be the Jay-Z of the NFL and a true entrepreneur, and that's great as long as he's winning on the field, end quote.
No, Ray, I have this upside down because these are the weaknesses.
Overall, which way do you do it now?
Oh, wait. Up.
Okay, overall.
Way up.
Williams needs to be more consistent working on schedule from the pocket. but you live with the hiccups because the positives are special with his dynamic passing skills and instinctive ability to create. Though stylistically, he is like a really impressive karaoke style of Patrick Mahomes. He is truly unique as a playmaker.
I would very much like for the comps to musicians to continue. Like, I want someone to now call Caleb Williams Conway Twitty.
Well, you've gotten Prince.
And Jay-Z.
And Jay-Z. So far, so good. They're
but also
like Johnny
a really
Cash
impressive karaoke style version of Patrick Mahomes.
And the projection was what?
Oh, yeah. First overall, interestingly enough. There Caleb is. Williams.
Next is Eric. Eric, you're on the score. Eric, who's your guy?
Hey, guys. Big fan of this segment. My guy is Cody Schrader, running back, University of Missouri.
Cody Schrader is 5'8 and a half, 202 pounds. Strengths?
For starters, access to the illest club. And that's just for starters. I will work for you. I will be on you 24/7. I'll be like your family. I'm here when you get here in the morning. Sure enough, I'll be there tucking you into bed at night. Do we have questions?
Actually appropriate. Well-built, sturdy back, layered muscle. Runs with violent leg churn, high knees. Doesn't stop feet at contact. Competitive finisher. Looks to punish tacklers, always falling forward. Runs with decisive play speed through and around pursuit. Only one of three Power 5 backs to account for at least 17 explosive plays of 20-plus yards last year. Proven workhorse, wears down defenses with hard running style, functional pass-catching skills, just one fumble, loves to hit people in blitz pickup, self-proclaimed workaholic, takes care of his body and conditioning like a pro, voted a senior captain, holds everybody accountable. He claims, quote, "I beat our strength and conditioning coach to the facility every day. I parked my Red Ranger truck out front to make sure he knew I was already working."
Does he wake up at 4:30 without an alarm?
It's key.
Meanwhile, apparently there's things going on at this press conference.
Sure are.
I told you to. I told you.
Yikes. Played on punt coverages, had a pair of tackles, toughs out injuries. Weaknesses.
The worst. She's the worst in the world.
Needs to improve his run patience for better block development, runs with straight line tendencies, moves show hints of tightness in his hips, hindering his elusiveness, ordinary long speed, dynamic runs will be tougher to find versus NFL pursuit, inconsistent awareness in pass pro, needs to do a better job rolling his hips at contact, short arms, small wingspan, forces quarterbacks to be pinpoint accurate. Long-term durability might be a concern because of hard-charging style. Will be 25 years old as a rookie. The summary, Schrader doesn't run with desired tempo or elusiveness, but he's an attitude runner who sets the tone with physicality and contact balance. There is a place in the NFL for his competitive run style and make-it mentality. A fifth or sixth round grade on Missouri running back Cody Schrader. And that is the first bank of calls for Who's Your Guy. We're going to do another one, but I do think we should let you know that...
I was right the first time.
Apparently, the Bears began their begging for money press conference today by bringing up a pastor to oversee a prayer. They're praying for your money. They're praying on you. They're praying for you. And they are praying... to get taxpayer dollars.
Some would say
think
that
that's happened at a press conference in Texas.
Yeah, right.
Some would say that is a more than appropriate way to go about asking people for money.
What are we doing?
Hey,
here?
I tithe. I mean, I will say that. But also, my guy is John Ralphio from Entertainment 720. Can we look into that?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the
the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.